Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
How many people are telling me no or questioning the dollar amount? And if I'm getting a bunch of instant yeses, my pricing's too low.
Today on episode 432 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with David Quick, CEO of Helping Bulls Thrive in China Shops. I'm going to ask David how to create rapid growth, what happens when you attract some people and repel others, how he has built recurring revenue in his own business, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about David, including links and resources we mention in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's David at smashingtheplateau.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Now let's welcome David Quick. David is a recovering bull in the China shop who now uses his passion to help business leaders and their teams thrive. A three-time CEO of rapid growth organizations, David now helps leaders thrive by sharpening their focus on vision, values, expectations, and engagement. David puts executive coaching, live events, keynote presentations, and group sessions all to work to help create powerful herds of high-performing bulls. His no BS communication style speaks to high-performing leaders of all levels. David, welcome to the show.
David, an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. David, what's your definition of rapid growth?
So that could be all kinds of things. For one organization, we grew from 50 million to 550 million in 4 years. Other companies, usually I look and go, how do we double revenue every year? So other companies I took from 2 to 6, from 6 to 12, our own company from nothing to $800,000 in the last couple of years, just as a solo entrepreneur.
Okay. Now I know from running my own business, running other people's businesses, and helping a lot of business owners that kind of growth is not easy to attain. And I think most people listening know that kind of growth is not so easy to attain. How do you see possibilities that can help companies grow at that rate where others see difficulties and dead ends?
Well, so for me, David, I think it comes back to part of what you shared in my intro. I truly believe over the last 10 years that your job as leader, your job as business owner is to create this compelling magnet. And that compelling magnet starts from a compelling vision, a robust set of core values, really high expectations. And when you do that, people are compelled to move toward you. What's great about building that compelling magnet is it also, like a magnet, repels people. And so whether internal, external, there are a set of people that are drawn to you when you set that intentional magnet to compel the right people to move toward you, and an equal number or even greater are repelled.
And how afraid are people of the repelling part?
Well, I think most are. I think most are really fearful of that premise. That comes from early in our business journey, that we need the revenue, we need to live paycheck to paycheck. And believe me, I've been there. And you realize that you make decisions short term that don't help you with intention amplify that magnet. They actually detract and it weakens your magnet. And as you live through that a couple of times, you start saying, hey, with intent, I'm better to do this in a compelling way, that I know this is wrong and there's a short-term revenue bump here, but it's wrong-minded. And the more intentional I can be, the better. And I have all kinds of examples of that, starting with college. I went to the U.S. Naval Academy. Their mission is to prepare midshipmen mentally, morally, and physically to be professional naval officers. And I was entirely compelled by that. You realize there's an equal number, or I'm sure greater number, that have no interest in that mission. You know, what is morally, mentally, physically, professional naval officer? No thanks. And instead, I was completely compelled. So I use that as an example all the time in my own work to say, have I set that type of vision that compels the right people to come forward? And if I do, and this feels inconsistent, there's a litmus test around those three things, vision, values, and expectations, then you have to say, this is wrong.
And what's an example from your own past doing this in a business?
So recent history, I also chair what's called a Vistage Peer Advisory Group. So 10 to 16 business owners in non-competing businesses that come together monthly, serve as their own advisory board. I serve as a facilitator and also an executive coach. There's a process that they walk you through called selection interview that with real intent, you look and say, is this person right for the group? And are we right for him or her? And what's interesting is early, I made decisions that clearly they're not right for us and we're not right for them, but they want to belong. So let's take their money and put them in the group. And every time that your gut says, hey, this isn't quite right, it shows up over time that it wasn't quite right. So there's a short-term monetary gain for usually some sort of setback in terms of the culture of the group.
And when you are much more careful about whom you want to attract and whom you want to repel, what kind of feedback do you get from the people that you're repelling?
Well, so usually you don't even have the conversation with those you repel. So when you say repel, I say those that are really repelled, I never have the conversation. If I look at my current work, those who get through at some point and we go, hey, it's not quite right, I simply say that. In, for instance, that selection interview process for our Vistage group, I use, it's a real simple mantra. I said, do I want to spend the next 5 years with this person? That's what the Vistage journey's been thus far. We're in our sixth year. The eight members are still there from day one. And I look at that and say, I know that those eight will want to spend the next 5 years if their business continue to flourish. And that's the premise of the relationship we all have, that we want this relationship for that longevity. And can we help each other? So part of that is how do they help us and how do we help them? And is there a meaningful relationship? And that's probably another aha for me over the last 10 years is truly come with a mindset, can I help? Can I solve a problem? Can I be beneficial to the other side? And if we both have that, then there's a win. And if there's not that, then it's best we just press on.
Right. And I guess the sooner you come to a conclusion about whether it's right to go on or it's better not to, the sooner you come to that conclusion, the better.
Absolutely. So that if you look at this resource, time and attention that we all have, that we apply that at places where it will be meaningful versus places that, hey, this is just moving us in a direction that long-term doesn't serve either of us, which I realize will for many sound simple. And then I think the real challenge for all of us is, well, how intentional can we be around that?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. So David, whom do you serve now? Who's your ideal client?
So I frame it always as the name of our company is Helping Bulls Thrive in China Shops, that we help bulls and that bulls are powerful, passionate leaders, has nothing to do with the gender that might come to mind. All of my bull persona comes from my mother, who was a school teacher, eventually school principal, superintendent, now college professor. She set all the really high expectations, pushed us to be powerful, remarkable, passionate. So that's really where we focus. So first and foremost, is this a business owner that wants to do something in a powerful, passionate way, wants to come at the world that says, hey, there's something remarkable that can happen with me and my company? And then how do we help them thrive? So we do that in a handful of ways. We do that through individual executive coaching, executive one-on-one, also executive coaching with teams that we call organizational coaching. We have a personality assessment tool that we help teams thrive by getting more powerful bulls into their herd. And then my wife and I, who have been business partners for the last 8 years, are launching a new mastermind for couples that work together, that want more from their relationship and more from their business, that we're calling work, love, bliss. So how do we find bliss both at work and in love?
Yeah, that actually sounds really intriguing. And I can tell you, I've had guests on the show who have had bumps in the road when it comes to either the business or the relationship or both. And when they figure out how to get both to work really well, it's a home run.
And we're, my wife and I, Melissa, are on that journey. We've had a remarkable couple of years. We continue to focus on things like, how come our 10-year-old says, stop talking business at the dinner table? So we certainly don't have it wired, but in terms of our relationship and business, both are going really well. And we're saying, how do we not only, and this is where I think the win comes, help others facing that, but use others to help us.
Right. Because there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. And so if we bring a group of like-minded couples together that are on this journey, we will certainly learn along the way. And that's been my experience in other masterminds and coaching and life in general, that if you look at this and say, hey, I really think we can help each other, then there's a win.
Sounds great. But David, I wondered if we could talk a little bit about your business and about revenue models, because one of the struggles that I hear a lot, particularly for people that are in single person business or very small businesses, is how do I create a business that will provide consistent, stable revenue, particularly recurring revenue, that's not a job?
So I mean, we live in that world, David. Everything we have is either single event payment or recurring revenue, and almost all of it is recurring revenue. So all of our engagements either have a contract or no contract, and many of them have no contract. So typically it's, hey, we agree that this is the service that we will provide. I will invoice you at the first of the month. If we've provided great service up to this point and you're getting what you want, pay the invoice and we continue. If for whatever reason that's come to a close, let us know and we won't expect payment. So that ranges from, you know, $700,000 executive coaching per month for one session, all the way up to $8,000 recurring sales training contracts and everything in between.
So are you saying, David, that as part of your business model, the offering that you're making is that it's going to be something on a continuing basis as long as both sides feel that there is value being exchanged?
Absolutely. So we walk in with a simple, hey, I will invoice you at the first of the month. So our typical engagement says, hey, there's interest in executive coaching. I've heard of you from another one of your clients. I set up a 30-minute exploratory. What problem are we trying to solve? What does thriving mean to you? How do we press forward? And then let's do 1 hour of, I'll call it a trial run, mm-hmm. that I don't charge you for. So let's instead, now that we've talked about it, let's actually go into an executive coaching format, spend an hour. At the end of that, if you want to press forward, I will invoice you for the next month. We'll set the schedule in terms of what standing day, time, frequency, and you will get that invoice from me. And we'll continue on this journey, an agreement how, if you're moving away from the path toward thriving, what do you expect from me or us? What should happen when we sense you're not moving toward thriving? And if that continues, continue us to pay. If for whatever reason that's not working, and of course along the way we'll ask, hey, what benefit does this have? What's going well for you? What's not? You know, so routine check-ins, but the biggest check-in for us is we continue to send invoices and they either pay or choose to say, hey, I think it's run its course.
Have you always used this model since you started your current business?
I've had some of both, where we have, here's a fixed contract for a period of time. Here's the monthly recurring. Lately, for the last couple of years, I've gone to that format and our business has exploded.
What recommendations would you make for people who are in similar kinds of small businesses, single person or very small, that have not really mastered the recurring revenue model? What advice would you offer for them to both create a strategy to get there and maybe some tactics that they could use to start to implement some of the things that have been successful for you?
Well, I think it's, for me, it's been a threefold approach. Give willingly. So that's to a point, and I don't want to say, hey, I work for free, but in an exploratory phase, give of yourself freely. So, you know, with our culture index tool, here's a free demo. Executive coaching, here's free. Organizational coaching, let's set up a 3-hour meeting with you and your team. Let's go through how this feels. Second is deliver remarkable work. So in that engagement, make it remarkable. Make people talk about it. Make people walk away saying, that impacted me in a way that I want to continue to do. And then the third thing is charge for it. Don't be bashful or shy. Say, what value does this have? And charge for it. The lens I always use for fee structure is, how many people are telling me no or questioning the dollar amount? And if I'm getting a bunch of instant yeses, My pricing's too low.
So let's actually talk about the two areas where I see people falling short. One is the giving part. I've seen people that are not so clear on where the boundary is between what they're offering for free as try it, see if it works for you. And they may be offering too much for free, not having a clear demarcation as if this, like you talk about an executive coaching package, this is the model that I typically work with that I find works best for the kinds of clients I serve. And these are the number of hours that I will offer for free. And beyond that, everybody has to pay.
Yeah, so for me, that's pretty cut and dry. That is a 30-minute to an hour exploratory session. So that's literally, we've connected. Somebody's given me a referral. You found me on the website, heard me on a podcast. It's, let's have a 30-minute exploratory discussion to say, can I help you? So that's always first and foremost in my mind. We do a bunch of sales training, and you know, my mantra to all sales reps is do not sell anything until you can solve a problem. So that 30 minutes for me is, hey, do I think I can help? Do I understand the problem? Is there an understanding of the impact of this problem? And do we think we can help each other? So I can help you, and if there's mutual benefit, you can help me. And then I always lay out, we will do a one-time free session that you can try this on and see what this experience will feel like. So for our executive coaching, that's 1 hour. My typical actual sessions are an hour and a half for executive coaching, but I give 1 hour freely. And at the end of that, I say, is this something that you want to continue and at what frequency? If they say, well, I need to think about it, I say, please let me know what frequency do you want me to tap back to you with? And I really think that you could benefit. Here are the things that we've talked about. If you're not ready, let me know when you are. I don't extend the free period. For organizational, same thing, typically 2 to 4 hours with the leadership team one time so they can experience what that is. And then it's the same closing mechanism. What would you like to do next? Would you like to schedule time and do this on an ongoing basis?
So you're pretty clear about it. And I like the way you have described what you will do for free versus what you don't. I'd also like to talk a little bit about the pricing mechanism that you talked about, because many people charge too little.
Yeah. So for us, that's been an ongoing progression, and it depends candidly on availability, my schedule, and where we are financially. So over time, I've taken my half day rate to $2,500 a day for any team engagement paid one time or monthly, full day, 4,000 or more, depending on what's asked. And we do a bunch of other sales training and coaching in which we charge anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 monthly, depending on what you want from us. So, you know, and candidly, David, I think we, for some of our work, we could charge more. I'll be honest there, but I think in the realm of what we do and the value we offer, more than fair. And I think good value exchange at that price. We're happy, and we're looking at other ways, candidly. That's the couple's mastermind, where our time dollar equation looks more favorable for us, meaning, hey, we can leverage our time and make more money. The proverbial work a little less, make a little more.
Right. And is there anything else that you would suggest people that are solopreneurs think about when it comes to building their business and in particular building recurring revenue in their business?
Yeah, I mean, I think those first two things I go back to is give freely, go out, and there's no substitute for work. We haven't talked about that, but I mean, you have to be out and drumming up work to the point that you get where you're getting ongoing referrals, and that takes over. So I've lived both of those throughout my life, where you know there's no one knocking on your door, and you have to go knock on other people's doors. And if you do that successfully and get through that painful stage of growing your business, and you do remarkable work, then people will refer you and you can ask for referrals. At great inflection points where you've helped people, it's real simple to say, hey, David, we just had a great session. I was glad I could help you with this challenge. Who else do you know that I might be able to help in a similar way?
It's a pretty simple question.
Yeah, I mean, we do sales training and everyone says, well, how do you get referrals? How do you do that? You go, ask. At all of these moments where you've helped someone, acknowledge that you've helped them and ask, who else do you know that I might be able to help?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple question. Many people don't ask it.
Yeah. So I tend to look at everything in a simplistic, easy way, but it makes your life easier. And it says, hey, here's kind of the repeatable pattern. Here's how we do it. We get referrals every week. And in those referrals, I say, thanks for reaching out. I thank the person that did it. In those instances in which we close business from referral, we send some sort of gift to the person that gave the referral. We thank them. And we usually give them some update once we've engaged with the other party and helped them.
Sounds good. So speaking of remarkable, whom do you know personally who's done a remarkable job of smashing the plateau?
The one that comes to mind is a local CPA in our community. His name is Darren Root. And he's gone through a pretty interesting transformation. And he and I worked together for a couple years. He was a, you know, kind of the stereotypical CPA, small town America, saying, hey, I'm tired of being a technician. And how can I help other CPAs build their business? And launched essentially Root Advisors or RootWorks. And RootWorks is an ongoing kind of subscription model. How do I help other CPAs grow their business and kind of smash their own plateau in an interesting way? And he's done that remarkably effectively over the last couple of years. That business has grown. He's a leader in that space. That's taken him to a journey where he just launched a software company for CPAs. So he has some diversity in his business and just has done a remarkable job in that CPA arena, helping other CPAs grow their business.
What a great example. Thank you for sharing that. David, what can we look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up?
Well, so for us, you know, we spend a lot of time helping business owners thrive, helping bulls thrive. And I alluded to it earlier in the call, the biggest thing coming for us is we're launching a local Bloomington work-love-less mastermind just to get that on solid footing and understand the principle of how my wife and I will run that mastermind, with a pretty exciting launch next year nationally for February, where we'll take that work-love-bliss premise, how do couples that are working together that want more from their work and more from their love life relationship and find bliss in 3 or 4 cities every year all over the globe. So we include some nice travel. Our launch meeting will include a free stay in Punta Mita, Mexico at a great resort. We have a relationship with someone that has that kind of travel destination all over the world. And so we'll include some of that travel, really look at this work-love balance that we talk about and help like-minded couples come together regularly to experience that.
Sounds great. And do you have a free gift you'd like to offer our audience?
Yeah, so on our website, so helpingbulls.com/smashingtheplateau, a bunch of gifts, David. We have, if you're interested in personality assessments and better understanding yourself or your herd, that's included. It's an incredibly powerful tool, predictive. We also have executive or organizational coaching links where you can schedule 30 minutes and an hour with Melissa and or I. And then we also do sales training and other things that all you can find on that landing page. So there's a bunch of free resource, just some tips and ticks and tools that you can download, get time with us, do that personality assessment. Or if you want more information about work, love, bliss, just drop an email there on that landing page and we'll connect and give you more information.
No, thank you for sharing all those things. And David, if someone wants to go deeper with what you've shared today or wants to learn more, where would they go?
So helpingbulls.com, anything Helping Bulls, at Helping Bulls Twitter. If you search LinkedIn, Helping Bulls, you'll find us. So literally in the Google bar, type Helping Bulls and you'll find us.
Sounds great. David, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau and sharing your insights. My guest today has been David Quick, CEO of Helping Bulls Thrive in China Shops. Thank you again, David, for joining us.
David, really enjoyed our time today. Thanks for having me.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mentioned on the show. Today, we discussed how to create rapid growth and a simple method to sell recurring revenue. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.